Dear audience, I welcome you to our HSD podcast. My name is Barbara John. I am working for the Chamber of Commerce and I try to strengthen the relationship with our members. So we came up with a new idea with this podcast. This gives me the possibility to invite guests, interesting persons from among our HSD network, and to introduce them to you. Today, my guest is a very important person for the HSD and the name that you all know. It's our president, Mr. Marek Procházka. Very welcome.
Welcome, Barbara, and thank you for this great idea and innovation.
I thought it's nice when the people can listen to us. They can listen to us in the car while driving, on their smartphones, while cooking at home, while relaxing. So it gives us a new possibility to be in touch with them.
Yes, and to be connected, which is our main purpose.
Exactly. The two of us, we speak English today, but it's not our native language. Usually we would speak in Swiss German, in Schweizerdeutsch.
Mm-hmm.
But to reach a big audience, we decided on English. Also, your name is not really Swiss, Marek Procházka. Everybody would think you are Czech and you would speak Czech. So please tell me, what is your native language? Where are you from?
Well, sometimes I do not know myself. No, but honestly, I was born in Prague. I'm a Pragian, I'm a Czech. I come from this region. My family was not from Switzerland. Just my parents decided to go on a vacation in the late 60s, and the vacation became permanent establishment in Switzerland. So we emigrated. And in terms of language, actually, Czech is my mother tongue, but it's not my first language because I really didn't have any schools in Czech. But all schools in German and then in English. And so it's a bit interesting situation. So it goes further to the second generation where my younger son also spent time in the German school and struggles a bit with his Czech.
Mm. So people always say your mother tongue is the tongue, the language you are dreaming in. Are you dreaming in German, in Czech?
I think I'm dreaming in colors. I think it's important to distinguish. For some people, it's more important where they were born. For some people, it's more important where they grew up. And for me, I think it's the latter. I think the growing up in Switzerland really had a fundamental impact on me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's really very different from the early years in the Czech Republic.
So what then made you decide to leave Switzerland to come to the Czech Republic?
I originally didn't want to leave Switzerland. I was studying in the United States back in 1992. And simply the Central and Eastern Europe were opening up. And I was already on a scholarship from Switzerland in the US on an assignment to study this development, the opening of the Central European economies and post-communism development. So it then became kind of natural that I was drawn into also some work in this context. And when I was looking not for a job, but basically for an internship with a US law firm, because I'm an attorney, then I was at that time, and there was a little recession back then, today forgotten, but it costs the presidency of George W. Bush the elder. And Bill Clinton got elected because of it. But back then, I was simply not interesting as a Swiss, but very interesting as a Czech because they really needed Czech-speaking lawyers.
So this was a big chance for you?
This was a big chance. And I must say that it was quite exciting to use that opportunity, yes.
So it was actually really for professional reasons that you came to the Czech Republic?
Definitely. It was meant to be an internship. And after a year, I really basically quit my job with the US law firm I was working with and decided what to do next. But then I was kind of persuaded by clients to stay in the Czech Republic and to open my own law firm. And also, I became also a Czech attorney, which was a prerequisite for staying here. I wouldn't do that otherwise.
Uh-huh. That is interesting. So with your studies from Switzerland and the US, you could work here as a lawyer?
Yes. I mean, that was a... I wouldn't stay here. I wouldn't have stayed here if I were not admitted Czech attorney, indeed. And that mm-hmm. was then possible. And the laws were all brand new, frankly speaking.
At that time, so it was in the 90s, beginning of the 90s, you came here. What kind of country did you meet, or what kind of country did you come to from Switzerland?
Well, it was a truly exciting time because everything was happening. You know, I just came after the Škoda privatization. Siemens was actually supposed to be sold. It was already, Škoda Pilsen was about to be sold after Škoda Malá Boleslav. It was about to be sold to Siemens. But then the government Klaus in 92 stopped that sale, and we know how it all ended. And it was a feeling that really everything is possible. New experiments could be made. Business experiments or social experiments to some extent. It was the same time, it was a coincidence that globalization and the opening of Central Europe and were occurred pretty much simultaneously. So that was quite a big shock. And so to some extent, the huge opening of the Czech economy to all investors was much more dynamic than Switzerland back then. It was not comparable. Switzerland developed more slowly in that respect.
That is one of the big differences. So it was very exciting for you to work here as a lawyer. You had more possibilities here than you would have had back in Switzerland.
Here you could really work on big things, on big transactions, on big joint ventures, big investments, having immediately a direct and very friendly link with the government, with the state authorities, to discuss with them what's happening, to have an influence, like immediate influence, which you would never have had in Switzerland or any other countries, yes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Did you also, in your work at that time, have contact with Swiss companies coming to the Czech Republic?
Always. I mean, this was a time when Swiss companies came into the Czech Republic and tried to establish themselves and gain the market for various reasons, either for but most of them, like Nestle and Schindler, came here to really take control of their respective markets, also in the Czech Republic.
That was my question, actually. What kind of companies were first interested in coming to the Czech Republic?
Well, at that time, virtually all major companies were interested. Even the Swiss banks thought at that time that they would go into retail. They thought about buying some Austrian banks back then. It didn't happen. So the Swiss banks didn't go international except for asset management and private banking. They didn't go into retail banking. But even then, they considered using this opportunity and going to Central Europe. And virtually all other companies needed to maintain and secure their market share that they were used to in other countries, yeah.
And was the country open for them to arrive, or did they have major problems they faced? Did they really need your support as a lawyer, as an economic law firm?
Well, they definitely needed the support of lawyers because the laws were all new. So in some cases, namely privatizations, there were also discussions with the government. They had to be competitive with other companies that also wanted to buy this share, or Czech companies. Both Nestle and Schindler, as an example, purchased existing companies. And then subsequently, once they got established, they developed, did business, and they faced other problems. For instance, also the new mentality of Czech managers. Some of them had problems with corruption. Some of them had problems with managers that wanted to take advantage of them. It was actually quite a number of cases the case. You know, that was no problem that the country manager for the Czech Republic of a large Swiss companies rented his own houses to the company for corporate purposes or something like that. Or there was no sense of conflicts of interest sometimes, to put it mildly.
So you think the things changed a lot since then? I mean, the companies arriving at that time to the Czech Republic faced different problems than today. Did the situation change a lot, or Is it?
Yes, it did. I mean, it evolved a quote-unquote normal way that it became more stable, more established, more sophisticated, and in a way, if I may say so, more boring. So because at that time, as I say, a lot of this was possible. You know, we could, even when assisting banks, I was doing a lot of credits and financings and investment banking deals. It was really exciting to see, you know, whole new sections or sectors of the economy being restructured. And that is, of course, happening. That happens only once or twice, and then it's pretty much set. And then the changes are much less frequent and much less dramatic.
Mm-hmm. Did you at that time think that you would stay in the Czech Republic?
Actually, I didn't, no. And we also moved back with the family to Switzerland at some time, and I was commuting between Switzerland and the Czech Republic. But after some time, I realized that the roots have grown too long here in the Czech Republic, and then I basically returned, and I'm very happy to having stayed here.
I mean, I'm also Swiss, so we face sometimes probably the same problems or the same questions. What personally do you miss from Switzerland when you're here, or what do you miss from the Czech Republic when you are in Switzerland?
Well, there is an old joke that Jews in the old communist Soviet Union, you know, had the permission to travel to Israel, and then when they were in Israel, they asked Israel to travel back to the Soviet Union and again, and then they asked them, why do you do that? And they said, well, we like to travel in between. And I must say that for me, there is a living space between the Czech Republic, Austria, Germany, especially south of Germany, and Switzerland, which is basically one single large area, at least
yes.
For me personally. And it probably wouldn't matter if I would live anywhere in this area, actually. There is some local differences, of course, big ones. And the older I get, the more I sense the differences between Switzerland and the Czech Republic, actually. But there it's nice to have a bit both worlds.
I agree. What is it? What do you like most in the Czech Republic? Is it the people or culture or the kitchen, or is there anything that you really, really love here?
Well, the Czech Republic is a fascinating country because it's an old country, and a very old country on one hand, and on the other hand, it's constantly still changing and evolving. It's very international, very open, but in a different way than Switzerland. And I like Prague. Prague is a European capital, despite all the discussions about politics and local bickering and hackering about politics. It is a European capital. It is a very important city in Europe. And we don't have that really in Switzerland. I mean, Zurich or Basel or Bern are smaller cities. They are very international as well, but a bit in a different way. It's a bit a different style. It's almost hard to put that in words. It's more a feeling. And of course, they are still, in terms of development, further than the Czech Republic. No question about that.
So we maybe should also talk about your relationship with the Chamber of Commerce, Switzerland, Czech Republic. Actually, next year we will celebrate 30 years of existence of the HSD, but you personally, you have been president more than 15 years. Is that true?
That is true, yes. Almost, unfortunately, it kind of... I wonder about that myself, yeah.
For 15 years, you welcomed all the new members and you always opened all the events with your speeches.
We don't have a rotation system like in the German Chamber of Commerce, where representatives of the large German companies rotate this function, or sometimes also in other chambers like that. It's interesting to see the different structure of the Chambers of Commerce of the individual countries. It sometimes gives a clue about other issues, about the countries organized. Chamber of Commerce in Austria is a public office, so it's public. In Germany, it's the Chamber of Commerce. In the Czech Republic, it's a subsidiary of the German Chamber of Commerce. And there is some countries like Switzerland and the Netherlands, the Scandinavian countries, and Canada, where the Chamber of Commerce is really completely independent of any structure back in the respective country.
Mm-hmm. We do have interesting members. We do have, as I said initially, we have nearly 160 members. Many of them have been with us for really a long time. 15 years ago, how was the atmosphere? What companies were members? Why did they join the chamber? What was their idea of being a member of the Chamber of Commerce?
There were several reasons. It's on one hand, it's certainly basically patriotism in a good sense, that you feel connected to Switzerland. You also sell the, you're also a Swiss company, which makes you a kind of, you have a certain brand. You're a Swiss company, you're not a German company, not a French company. And Switzerland has a very good reputation in general, which rightfully so, I must say. Then it's the network. We are basically nice people. It's lively exchanges. And of course, we could also help some of these companies together with the embassy or also on our own. We could actually help them in some of the minor problems they had with the bureaucracy or with competitors or similar issues.
And would you say also today these are still the main reasons why companies join the Chamber of Commerce?
I would think so, yes. I mean, back then, 15 years ago, or even longer ago, there were a little bit more Swiss expats in the Czech Republic. There are really not that many Swiss expats in the Czech Republic as compared to Germans or Austrians or French, which is a bit of a pity. But that's the nature of Swiss companies. A company like Novartis or Nestle is tremendously international. Also with many times with an international CEO of the entire enterprise, which is a bit of a difference. That was less the case in Germany, less the case in France, less the case even in Austria. So we reflect that internationalism in our chamber, yes, because we have basically the CEOs of the Czech subsidiaries of the Czech of the Swiss companies or Swiss companies, which are very, very international, and this is fun.
It's true. I realize that the correspondence is really either in Czech or in English. Not many Swiss are here who really speak Swiss, German, French, Italian.
Yes, maybe probably it's too close to have an expat. I don't know. but we do have, of course, expats, and usually it's a very good good experience to have them. Yeah.
Yes, I always like to have new expats here and to be in touch with them and grow the Swiss community here in the Czech Republic. Maybe talking about the services we can offer to the members, what do you think is the biggest plus for a company to be a member in our chamber?
Well, to have the Czech experience from a Swiss perspective, I think that's what we can offer, is that or Swiss perspective on the Czech experience together also with the embassy, we stay connected on the topics which are important for Swiss companies, which enhances their brands. We can address some of their problems, and we can that's something that we would like to focus on in the future very much, so that they share their experiences amongst each other. You know, that, for instance, the people from logistics share their experiences with other Swiss companies and try to fix or influence their problems together. Some chambers of commerce do that, and we would like to go more in that direction.
That would be really very good idea to deepen this relationship among the members. Of course, we do also have Czech companies being member in our chamber. What can they expect from their membership?
They can expect a feel and a taste of Switzerland. Some companies would like to do business with Switzerland or in Switzerland. There are definitely first Czech companies that are quite successful in Switzerland. They have to, I think that's definitely a first and the right step to do that.
We also have some partner organization who can support these efforts of the companies. We do have Swiss organizations like Swiss Global Enterprise, or we do have cooperation with the Swiss embassy, with the Czech embassy, to help the members.
Definitely. Sometimes it's difficult to explain the structure of Switzerland to Czech companies because the country is quite decentralized. So it's you don't have one agency like Czech Invest in Switzerland, or you'd have simply the various regions. They are very good. They help, but you have to, in the end of the day, you have to decide where you want to go. And you want to set up shop in Geneva or Lausanne and speak French, or whether you're going to go to Zurich or Basel and speak German or Italian, all in Lugano. Switzerland is a fascinating country in that respect. It's unique.
It's true. And we like to promote that. And for sure, we are here to help our members if they have these kind of questions.
Mm-hmm.
Now, during all our talk, we did not one word say about the corona situation. But still, do you see any changes now during this year, I mean, the relationship between Swiss and Czech business during this corona time, did it change? Is it getting more difficult to have business between the two countries?
The corona did not change from what I've seen, the relationship between the Czech Republic and Switzerland in terms of corona. Of course, maybe certain investments were stopped. That's certainly possible. We had a very interesting CEO roundtable, which I would very warmly recommend, about some experiences during corona times. And yes, some companies stopped expansion, stopped investments, that may have had an impact on the Czech Republic potentially. But otherwise, no, there was basically, the problems were the same. Sometimes the Czech Republic were a bit ahead of Switzerland in terms of development. Like in the second wave of COVID, we had the lockdown and problems about a couple of weeks before Switzerland. And now basically it's interesting is the communication. I think it's in Switzerland, it's a bit more calmer. It's a bit quieter in a way. It's not so sensational like here.
Yeah, that's our mentality.
That's the mentality.
It's a cultural difference. That's
yes.
True.
Yes.
Okay, so maybe in the end, can you tell me some highlights you had during the last 15 years for the HST? Some nice memories?
On the first place, certainly, is the cooperation with you and Alena and the people that were in this position before you. That was a highlight also together with all the members. We always had a very good atmosphere. That's also the reason why I'm still here. Apart from that, which I miss is our engagement in the theater festival and in the theater festival of the German speaking theaters, that was quite active and also promoted some visits of heads of state at the beginning. And the last visits of state was with Mrs. Schmidt Widmer Schlumpf, who was back then a president of Switzerland, and there was a visit at the castle and a huge gathering of the Swiss business community. I think that was also a highlight, I think.
So let's hope that we can create some of these highlights also in the future. I do thank you very much for your time, for being with me this afternoon and answering my questions. Do you have any special wish for the HSD for the future?
My wish is to continue, also despite this crisis, of course. Also, we have to be careful about that our members stay with us, that they don't, that we can contribute to decrease any panic that may occur. And I would hope that, as I mentioned already, the Swiss companies would even more explore this possibility to share experiences and mutual problems together, especially with respect to the state.
Okay, so we try to prepare the platform for them, mm-hmm. Be here for them. And I personally thank you very much for your great cooperation, and I look forward to our future cooperation.
It's been a big pleasure, Barbara. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you.